All doing this morning? Everybody got a smile? Remember one time I said something about it takes less muscles to smile than it does to have a frown. Look at the smiles. So anyways, what I'm going to talk about today is about having a clean slate. The reason I did this is that, does this slate look clean? Is that a clean slate? Okay. Let's pretend that is a slate up there, which is actually not a true slate. Well, I'm going to tell you a story of a little boy. He was probably about 7 years old. And one day I went with my mom to Grayville, to a grocery store. And the grocery store was the old Souders General Store, right across from Grayville Hardware. Everybody know where Grayville Hardware is? I think most of you probably do. It used to be the grocery store. They had everything and anything. One day I went with my mom and we went in there, and along the one wall was a whole line of barrels, this small barrels. It was about maybe that big around and about that tall. And they kept candy in those barrels. Just little individual candies. If somebody wanted a pound of candy, they would come there with a little bag and a scoop, and they would scoop out a pound of candy. Well, my mom was getting some groceries, and I was walking along there, and it was so tempting. And I stuck my hand in one of those barrels, and I took out a candy, and I stuck it in my pocket. Anybody ever do that before? And if I go to the pantry where the candy dish is, and take a candy and kind of sneak it a little bit? Not at all. Well, you guys, I tell you what, you're trained right. Well, anyways, years went by, and it doesn't matter how long it goes, you will never forget it if you do that. It can go year after year after year after year after year. Well, I was 47 when I became born again. And when I was born again, that thought was still in my mind that I took that candy. I didn't tell anybody. So that grocery store was no longer there, but they downsized it right by the Grayville Bank. There's still the little general store still there. Now, this was a couple generations later. It was not the old people that were taking care of the cash register behind the counter. It was about two generations later. And we were married. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to go in that little general store and I'm going to talk to the clerk. And I told that lady behind the counter. She was actually like two generations later, the same last name. It was Souder, and she was still from the Souder family. And I told her what I did. I confessed to her. I said, I want to tell you something. I said, I'd like to confess something, that I took a piece of candy out of that grocery store and I stuck it in my pocket. And I want to tell you I'm sorry. And she had no idea. She's like surprised. Like I come and told her that. And she said, well, that's fine. I mean, you're forgiven. I'm glad you come and told us. And so what that did is that made my slate clean. My slate was still dirty, just like that board is up here at. It still had a bunch of scribbles on it. It was deep down in there. It didn't matter. It was 40 years later. Don't matter how many years ago. Because one day it's going to come up when you sit before God. And all those things are going to come up if you didn't confess them. So I felt so free after that when I did that. So this story, I'm going to read a story here in this book. It's called A Clean Slate. There's a verse in Psalms 51, verse 10. Anybody know what that verse would happen to say? If I say the first verse, first word, you would probably know, create. You know what it is? Yes. It says, to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that was what I wanted. And so that's what God did. This is a story about a 13-year-old boy. He didn't want to go to school. It was time for school to begin again in the fall of the year. It says September was coming fast, but 13-year-old Wayne was not very happy about it. One day he said to Mother, "Oh, I wish I wouldn't have to go back to school." Mother looked at him. "Can you explain why you feel that way? It's not that you don't enjoy school, schoolwork, and most of it's easy for you. I remember when first day of school come, I was always excited about going. One thing my mom always did, she made me a new shirt, and the girls would have new dresses. Some of you can probably relate to that. They would have clean clothes when you go to school, clean slate." Wayne shrugged. He didn't know if he could put it into words how he felt about school. Mother was very understanding. "Maybe you remember the problems we had last spring at school with the mocking and name-calling." Could be that's it, Wayne admitted. "I hated it when the other boys called me names." You children sure don't do that, do you? Call somebody another name. This is an odd name. Well, don't do that. "You were not the only one who received unfair treatment," Mother reminded him. "Yes, we were very sorry that such habits get started at our school. But you know that parents and teachers are making a big effort last spring to root out the evil. Wayne, let's try to take that attitude the school is attitude that school is starting with a clean slate this fall." "Clean slate?" Wayne asked in a puzzled way. Mother chuckled. "I forgot you barely knew what I meant by that. When your great-grandmother went to school, you know, she used to do her lessons on a slate." Well, see, there's a picture of a kind of a hand-drawn slate, that little black piece. Some of you maybe seen something like that. Some of you maybe have a chalkboard at home, a black chalkboard. And you take a white chalk and you write on it. And you could do your lessons. And that's what they did back in the old days. And when they got done with one lesson, they would erase that off, make it clean again, and do another lesson. "Yes, I knew that the pioneers did the lessons that way," Wayne put in. "But what has that to do with me going to school next week? A clean slate is an expression people used to say that they want to make a fresh start," Mother explained. Wayne nodded. "I see now. I hope Elvin and James want to start with a clean slate too." See, there were the two boys that was probably calling, maybe saying bad names to other ones. And that was keeping Wayne from going to school. Wayne hated to go back to school because he didn't want to, his school friends that were calling him names. Mother knew that those two boys, now in the eighth grade, like Wayne, had caused most problems with the name calling. But she said quietly, Each of us should be most concerned about our own slate is clean, that our own slate is clean. Work on your own habits, Wayne. Make sure you have forgiven Elvin and James. That will help you start afresh, too. Wayne sat thoughtfully, trying to take in Mother's advice. Each day is like a clean slate given to us by God. Mother went on, how thankful I often am for that. If I ask him, he forgives us for yesterday's failings and lets us start anew every morning. So when you start to school next week, Wayne, you will not be carrying a real slate under your arm the way my great-grandmother did, but remember that you have a clean slate in your heart. And try to believe that Elvin and James did too. Wayne smiled. He thought that going back to school didn't seem quite so burdensome to him anymore. So that's a good thing that we can remember. Keep our hearts clean. Okay, I got two questions here. Why was Wayne worried about going back to school? What did I say was happening?
Because of the name calling.
Yeah, because of the name calling. Who can help Wayne have a clean slate? You probably all know that answer, not God can. And so let us all have a clean slate. And what I'll do, I'll go up there and I'll wipe that off, and that slate will be clean again. Okay? Why don't we pray, and then you can go back to our seats, and then afterwards, when we're outside, I'll have a treat for you all. You can all come to me, and I'll give you a treat. All right? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in Jesus' name this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to speak to the little children. Lord, help them just to grow up and not allow their slate to get filthy. Lord, when it does, I pray, Lord, that they can come to you very quickly and repent and say sorry and not have this name calling like these children in this book here did. Let us be free from all these things. Let us be obedient in our homes and do things according to Dad and Mom's will and their direction for our life. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.